Earth is running out of natural resources and the financial sector is freaking out. I'm Rich Aun, and this is your Green Air Minute. Earth Overshoot Day happened August 1st of this year. It marks the date when humanity's demand for ecological resources and services in a given year exceeds what Earth can regenerate in that year. Earth Overshoot Day is hosted and calculated by Global Footprint Network, or GFN, an international think tank that coordinates research, develops methodological standards, and provides decision makers with a menu of tools to help the human economy operate within Earth's ecological limits. Coinciding with this year's Earth Overshoot Day, formerly known as Ecological Debt Day, HSBC's head of Climate Change Center for Excellence, Wai-Shin Chan, released their monthly statement with a stark warning, citing the calculations of the GFN. The statement warns investors, quote, "These findings and events, wildfires, floods, extremely high temperatures, seem to show that many businesses and governments are not adequately prepared for climate impacts and are not using natural resources efficiently. Companies will be under increasing pressure to be more sustainable and to disclose their strategies. Investors face pressure to integrate environmental, social, and governance policies into investment decisions while governments provide adequate regulatory frameworks," unquote. In general, it's rare a financial institution would admit climate change even exists. The current presidential administration outright denies it, and since our country's financial institutions and small percentage of wealthy investors and public corporations are so closely interwoven with our government, the fear of ridicule over merely identifying the plain facts that Earth's resources are finite perpetuates a silence in this sector that permeates through all industrial and civil structures. I'm Rich Aun, and this is your Green Air Minute. For more on this and ways to move the date, visit greenairradio.com.